Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Pel Yoyds and Oiz Beis in a new topic in Shir number 203. The topic is Bali Chayim, animals. Yes, the Pel Yoyds now turns his attention to discuss Tsar Bali Chayim. Maran Shabbos Daf Kufchav Chesem at Beis tells us that the Isser Tsar Bali Chayim causing pain to animals is a Daraisa. Now, before we continue, I'm not. Those who like pets and those who have animals, please don't take this the wrong way. But the Torah that says that the Isser Tsar Bali Chayim is not mean, therefore you have to have a pet. Like, those are two different things. One means don't cause harm to animals. The fact that you want to have a pet, that's nothing to do with Tsar Bali Chayim. That means, don't think that means, oh, now I have to go have a pet so the pet does not have any pain. I'm saying this because people have told me this. And it's absolutely not true. Okay, you want to have a pet? That's fine. Go. That's fine or not fine, but nothing to do with Tsar Bali Chayim. There is a mitzvah deraisa on every single yid, every single Jew, man, lady, you cannot harm an animal. Simple as that. It's a deraisa.
Except if you want to eat it.
That's not called harming. As I had mentioned, we have the recorder going. Okay. If I can ask for 5 minutes, we're happy to take all comments after the recorder. Is off. Now, mitzorich lahakdim mizaynaiseyem koedim shayoichalhu. You have to make sure they eat before you. It's an iser, as we had learned in Brachas Daf Mem, based on the pasuk. It says, "When the sati esev besodcho lifemtecha," and it says in the pasuk, "When the sati esev is the grass you give to who?" In your field, to your animal, v'emtecho, then it says, v'achalta, then you will eat. And we learn by Rivka. What did Rivka do? She gave the gemolim to drink. Drinking, you're allowed to drink before your animal. But eating, you're not allowed to eat before your animal. So much so, we had learned the halacha by washing your hands for bread. We had learned the halacha that if you washed, and you realized in those days they had the cow. And you realized you didn't feed the cow. But cow is just an example of animals. So you're allowed to say before you make your hamotzi,
really?
Go feed the cow.
You can break it
up. Go feed the cow. You're allowed to do that. Not allowed to, you have to do that. Because why? Because they have to eat before you. When the sati esev is sodcho lifhemtecha, your behemoths, your animals have to eat first before you.
Well, my behemoth,
the Pel Yoyd says like this: Sheheim tluyim boy. The animals depend on who? On you. Now, if a person has a dog, once again, the reason why I started this whole conversation was I'm not saying you have to have a dog. No, but if you have a dog, that dog is dependent upon you. You have a hamster, you have goldfish, whatever you have. They are dependent upon you. V'hu, you are toloi b'mi shomer v'ayoylam. You are dependent upon the one that said, let there be a world, which is another way of saying, the Ribbono shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pel Yoyds concludes this paragraph. But he says it's kvar yadua, it's already known. There's a ma'isa they bring down. Bizman hariza. With a person who was nenosh, he was punished, very serious punishments. Why? Al tsar efroichim kitanim, shoyelem sal lalois b'maylo echad acher iman. He had these little chicks that couldn't jump so high, and there was a basket, and they were going after their mother, the little Ephraim. And that basket was removed. Now look what he says here. Gam b'lidas hoitzio hasav nenosh. The basket was removed without intention. It's not like, oh, there was an intentional movement of that basket. Now those little chicks are going to have a more difficult time to follow their mother. It was done unintentionally. And the Arizal says they were punished severely. And you wonder, what's going on over here? And it just goes to show what the Peleus has come to teach us. The severity, the seriousness of how we have to be careful when it comes to Tsar Bali Chaim, not causing harm to animals. Now, while there was a question which was mentioned, and it was a very good question, I'm going to address it very shortly, briefly. The Torah HaKadoshah permits and sometimes encourages to eat the meat of animals. I'm not discussing carbonus now. We don't bring carbonus now. Now, that being the case, the world was created for man. The world was created for man. There's no mitzvah that says you have to be a vegetarian or vegan or things like this. Absolutely not. There's no mitzvah like this. You don't want to eat meat because you don't think it's healthy? Call it kavod. That's your issue. Don't eat the meat. But once you're going to eat it, then there are halachas how to do it. There are halachas how to do it. Of how to end the life of the cow. How to end the life of the animal. And of course, we know that it is extremely quick process. As opposed to what those who want to ban shechita and things like this, they say to stun it first, and they say to do that first, and they say hunting is permissible, but you can't do shechita, even though hunting causes more pain. So, of course, we all know that this double standard concept. We see over here the sensitivity we have to have when it comes to animals. We can make a kol shekein, even more so. Al chas kama v'kama, how much more so when it comes to human beings and people to be sensitive to their feelings, to their emotions, to their situation at all times.